Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh my goodness, just one after another after another, we see organizations crash and burn because they tilt to the left. A few days ago, it was the United Methodist Church. And boy, are they going to crash and burn. They're going to go the way of the PCUSA, the ELCA, the Episcopal Church of America, and all other mainline Protestant denominations. And now it's another American institution that has taken a hard left. And the same thing will happen to them. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is the 4 o'clock hour, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I say this constantly, and I say it because I believe it. And I think I have abundant, and I mean abundant, evidence. And here it is. Everything the liberal progressive left touches, they kill. They destroy everything. I cannot think of a single exception. I'm sure there may be some, but whether it's politically or theologically, when any organization turns left, it leads to destruction, decline, bankruptcy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here is the latest American traditional institution that has taken a hard left. Well, they took a hard left several years ago. They've just gone even further now. The Boy Scouts of America. Yep, they have been known as the Boy Scouts of America for 114 years. 114 years. Now, a few years ago, they began calling themselves Scouts BSA. But everybody knew what BSA stood for, Boy Scouts of America, BSA. It's like in looking at dates on a calendar, BCE, before the common era. Now, anybody with even one-fourth of a brain, you don't even have to have one-half of a brain, knows that the BC actually means before Christ. Yeah. Remember when it was BC and AD? AD, Autos Dominum, I think it was, in the year of our Lord. And the line of demarcation, BC, AD, was Jesus. Well, we can't talk about Jesus, but we can't change calendars either. So we're just going to try to take Jesus out. We're going to refer to it as BCE and what is it now? Oh, CE, Common Era. Yeah, anyway, it didn't change anything. So, Boy Scouts of America, a few years ago, began calling themselves Scouts BSA. But again, everybody knew it was Boy Scouts of America. But for the first time in 114 years, they are changing their name, and they will now become Scouting America. Yeah, Scouting America. Well, they can't put boys in there. Number one, who knows what a boy is? They don't know what a boy is. They don't know what a girl is. They don't know, you know. Are you a boy or a girl? I don't know. Yesterday I felt like a boy. Today I kind of feel like a girl. I don't know what I am. Well, you are welcome in Scouting America, because we're not Boy Scouts anymore. And you know that the Boy Scout organization has been embroiled in incredible controversy, sexual abuse like crazy. It was on Earth that there were a whole lot of sexual perverts among the leaders of BSA, Boy Scouts of America. Lawsuits. They filed for bankruptcy back, I don't know when that was, a few years ago they filed for bankruptcy. They reorganized and so on. Back in 2013, they ended a blanket ban on gay adult leaders. And then in 2017, they announced that girls would be accepted into the Boy Scouts of America. Yeah. Girls would be allowed into Boy Scouts of America. Well, no wonder they changed it to Scouting America. They have opened the door to gay scouts, homosexual scouts, and now lesbian scouts. What could possibly go wrong? Now, think about this. Just forget for a moment the spiritual, the moral. Just think about it from a natural, practical standpoint. Okay? A huge part of scouting is camping. Sleeping together. In tents, in cabins, under the stars, sleeping together. Now, boys and girls with hormones raging, sleeping together. What could possibly go wrong? Well, you know, a lot of times they do separate the boys and the girls. Yeah, but many of these kids now have no idea whether they are a boy or a girl. And then additionally, the boys who actually know they're boys but believe they are homosexual, what does that mean? They are attracted sexually to other boys. So if we would be outraged that 13-year-old boys and girls were sleeping together, and you say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, you don't put 13-year-old boys and girls together and have them sleep together. I mean, that's just common sense. Really? Why? Well, because they're boys and girls and they're sexually attracted to each other. Yeah? Well, what if they're all boys? But several of the boys are attracted sexually to other boys. Is that not the same thing as boys and girls sleeping together? Boys sleeping with boys who are sexually attracted to each other? Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? Now, why are they making this change? Well, because they have lost over 1 million members. Yeah, they've lost over 1 million members. And so the new leadership, who are whacked out left-wing liberals, are saying, well, here's how we're going to build scouting back up. We're going to become more liberal. We're going to go farther to the left. I double dog dare you to show me any organization that has profited by going farther to the left. I got phone lines waiting, 877-BOB-LIFE. Tell me any organization that has profited by going farther to the left. Mainline Protestant denominations have been doing this for 30 years. Well, we're smaller than we were last year, so what's the answer? Well, we're going to go farther to the left. Now, Scouting America is heading down the same trail, and it's sad.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Imagine this scenario. A large major company in America, let's say an automobile company, and you can pick whichever one you want, General Motors, Ford, whatever. A large auto manufacturing company here in America. And there are contract negotiations going on between the company and the union. Okay? And they're calling each other names, and you don't care. Yes, we do. You don't care. And we care about the workers, and you don't, and back and forth, like it happens. And there may be even a strike. You know, people are marching out on the picket lines and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, the union announces publicly, we have reached an agreement on contract negotiations. And the news goes everywhere. Yay! The strike is over. The union has announced they have agreed to the contract. And then a representative from the auto manufacturer says, whoa. Time out. We don't have a contract. We never agreed to the contract. We no. What the union has, no, we never agreed to any of that. Now, who would be the villain in that situation? Well, the left-wing media would make the auto manufacturer the villain. Yeah, but they never agreed. But the union said that there was a contract in place. Yeah, but there wasn't a contract. So they, in other words, the union would say, we agreed to a contract that never really existed, because a contract has to be between two sides. You say, Bob, why in the world would you go through all of that? Well, if you were listening yesterday, I said, there may be a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. We don't know. Some news organizations are saying yes. Some news organizations are saying no. Hamas is saying yes. Israel is basically being silent. There were people celebrating in Gaza. An agreement has been reached. A ceasefire. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? And I told you, I don't know whether there's a ceasefire or not. I don't hear anything from Israel on this. I don't know their side yet. So, is there a ceasefire agreement? No. Hamas announced that they have agreed to a ceasefire agreement that never existed. Yeah, they agreed to something that never existed. They agreed to an agreement that wasn't an agreement. Does that make sense? Israel has said, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't agree to that. We've been negotiating. We have been incredibly generous in what we have offered to do to bring about a ceasefire. And it was Hamas that said, No, you've got to declare an absolute end of hostilities. You've got to agree to an end of the war. And Israel has said, the war is not over. We have not obtained our objectives, and we still have hostages. And so we're learning now that Hamas was playing a little political game. And guess what? The American news media and the world news media bought it hook, line, and sinker. Everywhere headlines, Hamas agrees to a ceasefire. And then all of a sudden, Well, but Israel wouldn't agree. Israel wouldn't agree. Well, there never was a ceasefire in place. There was a plan suggested by Egypt and Qatar, and Israel was discussing that plan. They never agreed to it. But Hamas announced to the world, we're going to have a ceasefire. And they did it knowing, they did it knowing that Israel was not in agreement. It was a completely, totally one-sided agreement. Why did they do it? Pure publicity. They knew the news media of the world would make Israel the bad guy. Yeah, Hamas. Oh, well, we're willing to reach a ceasefire. In fact, we have agreed to a ceasefire. Well, who did you agree with? Ourselves. Well, that didn't sound like much of an agreement if you only agreed with yourself. Let me tell you something. Hamas is wicked, evil, I believe demonic, but they are brilliant when it comes to public relations. They know how to play the press. Israel bombed the major hospital in Gaza. Hundreds of innocent civilians dead. Look at this. Here is a crater in the parking lot of the hospital. This is what Israel does to innocent civilians. And the entire world goes, oh, that's bad. That's terrible. Those wicked Israelis, look what they did. And then we found out Israel didn't have anything to do with it. It was a rocket that misfired by a radical Islamist group in Gaza. You mean they blew up their own hospital? Uh-huh. Yeah. We now know that. Did the news media of the world ever really correct that? Not really. So much of this is PR for Hamas. For Israel, it is life and death. It really is. Because if Hamas is victorious, victory for Hamas means the complete destruction of the entire nation of Israel. Don't believe the media, folks. Just don't believe the media.